If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
We are in the era of opinionaires. Opinionaires are people who have nothing but opinions, and they're full of it, right? They have a cachet of opinions. They have an opinion about what you're building. They have an opinion about things that's being torn down. They have an opinion about everything, but they're building nothing. See, it's easier to be the person in the stands as a fan talking about the players that's on the floor. You want them to shoot more, right? You want them to score more. You want them to be better. Of course, it's easy to be an outside observer, being critical and critiquing those that are actually putting in work that's on the floor. It's harder to actually get you a place on the floor. See, right now, I'm seeing an overflood of people that are, you know, think piece gods, great video essayists. And I'm not mad at the essayists. Some of them are very brilliant. But I just start noticing, like, these are people who don't build nothing. And when I say don't build anything, I don't even think they're trying to build anything worth critiquing. See, once you build something, you'll have to go past a certain threshold. There's a fear, then there's courage. Once you push past courage, that's when you start living. You start taking risk. Those risks comes with rewards. That's when you start actively charging like an ion. An ion can be positively charged or negatively charged. The more positively charged you are, the better positive life that you actually build. See, when you're building something that's a positive charge, whether it's an idea, it's a vision, it's a platform, right? Whether you're putting together a book, whatever it is, right? You should be building, which is a form of organizing motion. And in that organization of motion, and you put that into order, you have to organize yourself. This is where you start finding your flaws and your current limitations. Within that, you must learn. And in that learning, you start going through a process. In this process, you're going to make mistakes. And in those mistakes, people are going to judge you. In the Bible, it says that ye are gods, but you shall die like men. And in that moment, they were talking about men being like judges, right? And the same way we judge others, right? We have this authority to judge others as we are living. And so people start to feel like they are gods over other people that are doing work, and they have the ability to judge. And in that judgment, they try to have some level of rulership because you're trying to control people. You judge what people build, why it didn't work, and all of a sudden you find yourself as an expert, as an opinionaire, right? And this opinionaire is just rich of opinions, but is bankrupt of execution because they don't want to put themselves out there to be judged the way that they're judging other people. Why would they do that? Why would they risk, right, their own mental sanity to have somebody just like them come and tear it all down with an opinion, an observation? And it's not to say that people are wrong in these video essays and their observations and things of that nature, but it is to say it's much easier to judge than it is to build. So it's easier to destroy than it is to build. And this is an era where we need to build. Don't get me wrong, destroying is necessary as well. You have revolution, then you have renaissance. During a revolution, we have to figure out what do we need to destroy, right? Then during a renaissance, we figure out what do we build. It is the rebirthing process. Many of us want to protect this culture, but I say let it die. It has to die because in its death, we can have a rebirth. But if we hang on to it by life and limb, we allow it to continue to exist in this dead state that does nothing for us. It is a negative charge ion that is destroying and extracting instead of organizing and attracting and building. So during this era, especially in this great fire horse year that only happened every 60 years, which is just a tale of cycles to come. 60 years ago, Stokely Carmichael invented the term Black Power, and that is a representation of us having freedom, liberation, institutional power. It is a charging of ion in our direction, in our favor. Now we have Black excellence. This Black excellence means nothing about true building. It is performative, right? It is all about the individual and nothing about the collective power joining together. And how hard it is to build with the gravity and the weight of opinionaires everywhere. Somebody can't wait to criticize what you've built. Find a flaw. Study why it won't work. Put holes in your story. Because they believe that, well, how could you be who you are if I am not as great as you are? How could you build? How could you make it to where I have been? How could you get to these places? It must be come control of outside evil force, so I must tear you down. And then when people even survive their attacks, they still don't give credit to people. They just look for another moment in which they can say, I was right. Building something requires an incredible amount of courage and fever. It requires grit, because there are going to be moments where you don't know if this is going to work out and you want to quit. But the builders keep on building. They architect blueprints, they execute, and something gets built. And that becomes the world we live. Whether it's this shelf, whether it's this platform I'm using, right? Whether it is the people who I partner with to help build the design for these clothes and these hats and everything, the machines that allow me to embroider this hat, right? The watchmaker that allows me to wear this Rolly. Everything gets built. Jewelry from Baba Heru, rest in peace, that designed this, right? By hand. And now his son took over because he built a business. There are so many people who are not doing it perfectly, but they're trying. There are some things that rightfully so needs to be destroyed, especially those that have a negative intention built into them. But I would say before you criticize, think about what am I building worth criticizing? Because this is the time for builders. Experiment, try, get in motion, move, do. Whatever your thought is in your head, put it out there. If you're afraid to be criticized, then you're not one of the ones that deserve the wealth in this era. So you cannot complain about those who get it and or what they do with it. It is a simple statement, but it is true. You do not deserve the title of God as judge or ruler, because you are not doing anything to put yourself in that position. You're just going to die like a man, but never know what it is to live like a god. We should take time to examine ourselves, how we built up who we are, how we design the way we speak, the way we think, the way we pattern recognize. I study my cognitive architecture and I built out a platform called Cognitive Wealth Key to help other people do that. Because when you can study your mind, how you synthesize information, are you a pattern recognizer, are you a strategist, right? When you know the way your mind works, then you can start building a life around that cognitive alignment, the way that you think, the way that you reason, the way that you learn. This allows you to build true wealth. Otherwise, no matter which direction, when you build something that is not aligned with you, it requires you to expend countless amount of mental calories and burnout because you have to use so much discipline and willpower. Listen, this is the time where anything you want to do can be done, but it will require a certain mind. Somebody today was talking to me about money because they didn't have much and they was explaining that, oh, you think because you got money, it makes you better. No, you think because I have money, it makes me better. I'm not the richest man in the world by far. I take all my money, reinvest it into projects that I'm building. But when you see me have something, it's a representation of how my mind works, that I'm able to take an idea, execute it step by step to organize my energy, right? And then I'm rewarded for the organization of my energy. It is all a process. The money is just a byproduct of a well-organized mind. That's called success. From thought into creation. So I can understand why somebody hates to see other people with success, because they must demonize it. They must make it immoral. Must be something wrong with them and why they're successful, because why would you look at yourself and find fault? Take ownership of your own flaws and look at the details of your life and figure out what could be better. So I'm not saying that the people that are the judges and the opinionaires and the video essayists and the bloggers, all these people, I'm not even saying you're wrong. All I'm asking is, what have you built? Because you should give other people the same opportunity to criticize you like you criticize them. But I'll be honest with you, it really doesn't even matter. Because there's people that are small-minded, that are hateful, that will never do anything considerably measurable with their life, that will never be favored by God in a way that the builders are. Because the builders make the world possible. They protect, they provide, they produce, they create. Consumption is not energy of God's. Consumption is the energy of the devil. It is destroying like a black hole. It is not shining like a star. God likes those who does his will. How can you be great for God if you do nothing for the world? Even if it's just participating in the building of others. It's a mindset, an attitude shift, and I wanted to throw this on your timeline. Ask yourself, what am I building? The thought that I'm about to have, the opinion I'm about to give, the comment I'm about to make, the like or the dislike, what does it help charging up? I want to hear from the builders and the builders only. The circles that I'm in, if you're not building anything, if we can't talk about ideas, execution, conceptual creation, right? All of these different things. If we can't create MVPs for what we're building, because we have the machine, now I need the man and the mind to align so that you can utilize these machines. But if you cannot do that, then you will waste this time, this beautiful time. Yes, I call it beautiful in a time of great destruction. Because God has his plans and the devil has his plans. And if you can recognize that these things are all part of a greater divine plan, then you can play your part. Somebody heard this and somebody's saying, that's me. Maybe I'm criticizing more than doing critical thinking. Maybe I'm destroying more than I am building. And today is the day we change that. Peace to the builders.